Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man they can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
As they say about the greats, champions. And our local teams seem to be on that same trajectory that we, in fact, are on right now. DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Welcome to a Tuesday. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. You look, I don't know what's different.
What? No, it's this. It's,
well,
my,
it's, not the
it's my gold medal.
Oh, it's the gold
it's
medal.
It's my gold medal that
That's
I'm wearing.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's
Sherry says last night, she goes, are you going to take that off? I said, at some point, but I'm not at that point yet.
Why would you take it off?
I don't know.
Because we like the Knicks. We just find a way.
Find a way.
That's it.
That's what we do. Now, we were more impressive than the Knicks, though. Our performance was a different level than the Knicks.
I think our performance was more, probably more Ranger-esque.
Yes.
I would say.
It was a dominant performance.
Dominant.
Knicks were, boy, that game was a lot for me last night. A lot. Because every time I thought, because early on they had a lead, and I was like, all right, they're going to extend this. We're going to maybe even run away with this game. Maybe Indiana's better than I thought, but I think, because I didn't think the Knicks played great, and didn't think defensively they were great, certainly. Brunson, I mean, I don't even know what there is to say about him at this point. He's just, you know, now he goes down with Jerry West, Michael Jordan, Bernard King is the only guys to score 40 straight points in four consecutive games. It's just, he's absolutely sensational is what he is.
He is absolutely sensational. I mean, and not just him last night. I mean, the combination of Jalen, especially in the fourth quarter. I mean, 21 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And then Josh Hart and Dante. I mean, they had 34 of the 39 points in the fourth quarter.
DiVincenzo was really good last night.
Especially in the third quarter. He was great in the third quarter.
He was. How does, and you explained it all the time about Zdeno Chara, and he used to run with the parachute, never get tired. How does Josh Hart play every minute of seemingly every game and never get tired and look like he's the freshest guy on the court at all times? How is that possible?
He's built for it. That's who he is. I mean, he is the definition of a high motor player. I actually thought that was one of the things that was kind of making me even more nervous watching that game last night. It felt like the Knicks were trying to play the Pacer style of basketball, which I didn't necessarily like.
Well, it feels like the first quarter was what you want. The first quarter was low, right? There was no points scored. You're like, all right, this game's going to be in the 80s or 90s exactly. And then all of a sudden, this thing got moving and shaking. And, I mean, Indiana forces you because they give you easy baskets. And they, in fact, give you easy baskets to make it that then they get the easy basket. And then it goes up and down. And then you fall away from your typical game. But, I mean, Knicks found a way because that's what they do.
Right, that's what they do, is they, I mean, grit, determination, whatever it takes, really. I mean, that's why you love this team. That's why you love Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart, and I mean, you name it. Whatever the situation calls for is what they're going to be willing to do. I mean, it's, you know, making an open three, right? I mean, all the pressure on Jalen, Dante's open, kick it to Dante, he makes the three, or, you know, drawing an offensive foul, right? Like, you know, you understand how big that play was?
Offensive foul on Miles Turner?
Right, because if for whatever reason that play when challenged was overturned and it wasn't an offensive foul.
It's a 1-point game with 10 seconds
right,
to go.
I mean, the chances are we probably lose, maybe lose.
We certainly
and
could.
And then we're talking about Jalen's turnover, right?
Awful, and he had a few of them.
Awful inbounds play.
And that happened numerous times.
And they're probably killing, I mean, calls today are probably killing Tibbs.
Probably so. Right. I mean, the play with him throwing the ball off of Indiana and then it hits him before it goes out of bounds. And then,
well, that was the awful inbounds play.
Terrible.
Awful.
It was terrible. But they struggle with that. You see, when Indiana picks him up full court and the Knicks are under their own basket and they struggle getting the ball in. But you know what? We say this all the time. Good teams find ways to win. And again, last night, they found a way to win. So huge credit to the Knicks. Tremendous, because I didn't think they played a great game last night.
Well, I think you also saw, I mean, kind of what we talked about with Indiana, right? I mean, just the pace, tempo. They scored the most points per game in the NBA this season. I mean, you saw the assists, you saw the bench production. That was one of the, you know, every person that I've seen that's picked Indiana in this series has said it's going to be the Pacers bench. They're too deep for the Knicks because our bench is legitimately three players.
And they might be. I don't know that they'll be too deep for us to win the series, but as far as, I mean, their bench is way better than the Knicks bench.
Well, I mean, they outscored us 46-3,
right?
The bench. But luckily for us, our starters outscored them 118-71, which is nice.
And Halliburton was bad.
He was bad. I was actually surprised. You want to talk about criticizing a coach? That Carlisle went back to him. I know you have to because he's.
Well, do you have to though?
But it's not. Why would you though? I mean, T.J. McConnell was a problem last night.
T.J. McConnell was a real problem last night.
He was a real problem last night.
I mean, he gets to the rim at will, and he's a tough defender. And yeah, no, he's a real problem. But I don't know why you would go back to just because he's Halliburton. He wasn't as good as McConnell last night.
Well, right, but that was the. I mean, can you think of another reason besides the fact that he's Tyrese Halliburton?
Tyrese Halliburton. I mean, that seems silly to me. It's not like
you watched the game. I watched the game.
Yeah, I don't know why he went back to him because he was not good last night.
No, he wasn't. And Toppin was good for them. Had the big dunk. I mean, the Neesmith dunk was disgusting.
Oh my God! It was gross. Very athletic.
It was gross.
Very athletic.
But down the stretch, I mean, you mentioned it, and I can't wait to take phone calls because we're sitting here. I mean. Three wins away from getting to the Eastern Conference Finals.
It's wild.
I thought the Pacers, for the most part, played how they wanted to play, especially in the first half of that game. I mean, they clearly knew that one of the strengths of the New York Knicks, we talked about it, is their ability to rebound, right? Especially offensively. And first half of that game, the Knicks had two offensive rebounds. And they actually got out-rebounded in the first half of the game.
Right.
And then second half hits.
Three rebounds at the half.
You got to turn your microphone on.
There it is. I think three rebounds at the half, right?
They had two offensive rebounds. They got 24-21. They got out by three.
Oh, that'd be three.
And then second half hits, and I don't think the Pacers had a rebound for like the first 7+ minutes.
No, the Knicks came out
of the third
and they
quarter.
Played well. You know what was a huge shot too? The Hartenstein shot at the end of the first half. To go from 9-6.
I know, but then you had the stupid Miles Turner at the end of the third quarter hits the three.
Right.
And then we could go, it would take too long, but I mean, I'm sure at some point during the show we'll do it. Just the back and forth at the end of the game. Like how you had the kickball that's not called, and of course, you know, pool report afterwards. Yeah, we missed that.
Well, I mean, that was obvious.
No kidding.
You knew, right?
No kidding, you missed it. But that leads to the DiVincenzo three.
Oh, no, that would have been a game-changing play.
Game-changing play.
But what I don't understand, and again, it was to the Knicks' benefit, how is that not reviewable? Why would that not be reviewable?
It's not challengeable.
But why?
It's the rule.
I get that.
I understand.
But why?
Right.
Clearly it didn't kick it. It went off his hand.
I understand that. But why? So same thing could be said when the ball goes out of bounds. They initially call it Pacers ball and we have to challenge. So what happens in that point if we don't have our challenge?
And you know what annoyed me about that play? The official from way far away came running in and said, no, it's Indiana ball. And he had no sight line of that. And he was completely wrong, and now the Knicks have to use a challenge for it. I thought that but how many times in any sport do we talk about the officiating? It's just not good. There's too much going on for these guys to be able to get all the calls right.
Right, and then the Nemhard foul, technical, on the inbounds play on Brunson.
Was huge, because now the Knicks are able to get it up to four.
Right, and Brunson did miss a free throw.
Oh, he was offensively, dude. I mean, superior with what he did last night.
Yeah, we had the guy that was more than capable of closing that game out. And Halliburton was not. Halliburton wasn't good.
No, Halliburton was not good.
No. So, I mean, things you're going to obviously have to improve on and work on. I'll be interested to see what happens.
I was surprised that the Knicks didn't do better defensively. I thought the Knicks would give Indiana some trouble. I thought OG would be able to really slow down Siakam. He wasn't really able to do that. Siakam, I thought, got to the basket
a lot.
Right,
but Siakam only had 19 points.
No, it sounded like he scored 45, but I don't know. I look at OG as one of the elite defenders in basketball, and I thought he was going to really give Siakam a hard time, and I thought Siakam did really well last night. I thought he got to the shots he wanted to get.
Yeah, but I don't think that he was...
He didn't take the game over.
No, I mean, he made a couple big shots, but he didn't take the game over. I mean, I just gave you the numbers. I mean, the Knicks have got no bench production at all, but still. I mean, their starters, our starters outplayed their starters.
Wasn't even close. McBride was, that was not a good game for him last night.
Well, he only played 11 minutes.
But he would have played more had he been more impactful.
He only got two shots.
I know.
At some point, you got to give a little bit more runway, but you would think.
The problem is, and I thought it was so close. The game is always so close. And if you take Brunson out, you feel it so dramatically. It's so funny. If you would ask me at the end of the game how many minutes did Brunson play, I'd be like, that's 39, 40. But no, it's always like 44 because you can't afford to take him out. Because when he's not in the game, it's so unbelievably noticeable.
Oh, yeah, because he's the one. I mean, he's the one that runs the offense. I mean, you see what it looks like when he doesn't have the ball in his hands.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Another big thing from last night, too, was Josh Hart's ability to kind of be that one-man fast break. Gets the rebound.
He's wild.
Dude, his tenacity and effort level.
I don't know how you could be a Knicks fan and not absolutely be head over heels in love with Josh Hart. Really.
There was a sequence to start the third quarter where it was like, I couldn't write it down. I was like, I don't know if it was the second. It wasn't the second effort.
There's a lot going on in these games.
Or the fourth effort where he gets the offensive rebound and then it ends up being a Hartenstein dunk. But it's like, just up and down, up and down. It's just he fights and fights and fights. I mean, it's 6-4.
And he had that huge rebound where he came flying in. I think he got fouled in the fourth quarter. Remember that one? It's like, I don't know how he has energy to play like that.
Well, yeah. Well, he had the one where he misses the free throw, and then Nemhard doesn't close, doesn't box him out, and he gets his rebound.
And he gets the rebound again and puts it in. People were very confused with that, by the way, because the Knicks were down 5. He came down the floor and scored and got an end one, but they put the scoreboard wrong.
Yes.
And then he got his rebound and scored and did not get an N1, but they thought it should have been tied. In fact, I think it was 104-103.
Right. That's correct.
But they had put it at 104, and a lot of people were tweeting me last night, they screwed up the score. They did not, in fact, screw up the score. And on that follow to make it 104-103, if you watch it, he was hit, and that should have been another foul. But he was, my God, was he great last night.
Yeah, those three were great. I mean, those three were great.
Now that's what you need.
And then, in fairness to OG, because he didn't shoot well, and
That was not his best game.
No, it wasn't. But he did make a couple big plays in the fourth quarter, right? He had a strip that led to a Brunson foul, and then he also had it was a bad pass by Halliburton, but he ends up having the steal on a bad Halliburton pass and ends up in a dunk. So everyone found ways to contribute. It was the Villanova trio that kind of...
That's what you need. You need your best players to be your best players. See, Indiana can possibly win games if Halliburton is not. I mean, you saw they were right there last night, could have won that game. There's no way the Knicks can win a game if Brunson and DiVincenzo and Josh Hart are not at that level. Maybe one of them, but you need the bulk of your star players to be star players.
Right. Well, I mean, we said it yesterday, right? Going into the game, you thought, or I thought, and I think you thought too, that Brunson has figured it out. Like, Brunson's going to give you...
Clearly he's got it figured out.
Right. So he gives you 43. Who else was coming with him? And fortunately for him yesterday, he had DiVincenzo in the third quarter. I mean, Josh Hart 24-13, 8 assists, almost a triple-double.
He didn't come off the court.
Well, you can't take him off the court.
I know, but I've never seen anything like it. Guys don't play 48 minutes a game every single game with that kind of energy. It's astounding to me that he's able to do that. Come on, you're a professional athlete. Guys can't do that. That doesn't happen.
No, well, because for the most part, you don't do it during the regular season, right? So, I mean, you get to the postseason, so... Defensemen are usually a better example.
Right.
Torts actually did this.
And then they played like 30 minutes a night,
No, but
right?
Torts and Tibbs are very similar.
Like okay.
When I was doing stuff up in Bristol, I got a chance to spend time when Tibbs was fired with him in the green room a lot.
Right.
And they remind me a lot of each other. But when you got to remember, right? Because we lost to Torts' team in the first round the year that they won the Stanley Cup in Tampa. St. Louis, LeCavier, Boyle, and Richards. He rode them like Seabiscuit. It was like 28, 30 minutes. And because those are the guys he trusted. What's unique about Josh Hart is, and I think what allows him to do this is not new to him. It's not like during the course of the 82 games, he's playing 35, 38 minutes. He's playing 48 minutes, 45 minutes, so he's used to it.
It's amazing.
So he knows now, I'm going to play probably the entire game. I know how to recover the next day.
Clearly.
And be back.
And now, right to the Rangers tonight.
And then the Mets win.
Yeah. I thought they were going to lose that game when it got tied at 3. I was like, oh, here we go again.
Nimmo came through for us.
He did.
Whew.
He did.
So, I mean, and you got the gold medal on. I mean, what's better than that?
It is a good time.
It's a great time.
It really is a good time.
It really
By
is.
The way, I didn't hear from Anita or Armani, did you?
No, Cassie actually asked me that yesterday. She's like, I thought Anita was going to come on the show. I was like, we invited her.
Yeah. I mean, the appropriate, like, classy thing to do would be to eat a little crow, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Just come
like,
on.
Hey, like, Rick, where do I send the case of wine? Like, just you know, clean up the details. Because she kind of bullied me into the bet.
Yeah. I should have made a bet.
Well, no, I kind of liked it that you didn't.
Well, I didn't think I needed
it. Well, Imani didn't want to.
He didn't really want to, but it didn't really need it. But we, I mean, God, it would have been so easy to take.
We saw you celebrate, though. That was all you needed.
That was nice.
When the penguin came out.
That was nice.
And the scream, the joy.
Yeah, I don't know if you could hear on the final shot as I'm hitting it, that I erupted it. I knew it was going to happen. That was as I'm hitting the shot.
Right. And the only thing that could have possibly gone wrong there was falling into the kitchen, but we learned our lesson the first time. Which is still, I mean, that point was so over.
Well, whatever.
I should have grabbed you. I didn't mean, I was.
That's what I said. I said to the guy after the match, I said, what am I supposed to do in that situation?
I'm supposed to grab you.
He said, your teammate's supposed to grab you from falling in. I was like, oh.
Right, but it wasn't, it was funny because you weren't even, like, when I saw you smash it, you looked fine, and then I turned, and I got out of the corner of my eye, I was like, oh no. He's losing his balance.
But I thought, because my intent was if I can just hang on to my balance for till the ball hits the back wall, then if I go in the kitchen, I didn't realize it was, I was like, how long do I have? He's like, if you go in the kitchen at all.
No, you can't go in the kitchen.
At all. Well, whatever.
Didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
CMT today, which everyone adores. And that'll be fun. That comes your way at 7:45. You never know where RJ's going to go with that. You know that the last question
will be about you, yeah.
Is going to be some embarrassing, weird thing about me. Otherwise, you never know where he's going to go. How are you, RJ? Did you enjoy that Knicks game last night?
I really did. I'm great. Thank you, Dave. Would you like the last question not to be about you?
I want you to make it however you deem it necessary.
Does he have ED? Oh, it's so clever. Look at us.
If you would like a conscientious effort to move away from using you feel like you're too often used as just a vehicle for content. I don't want to hurt your feelings. I can do that.
No, my feelings aren't hurt.
Is it Marianne's?
You're a content vehicle.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I
don't worry about it. It's broken.
But I didn't break it.
It's limp. Your microphone has ED.
Look at this. How does this sound? Does it sound okay?
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't
so
have the shield.
Clever.
On it.
Look at us.
You might have to just support it.
The whole show, no. I gotta just hold up this mic protector.
Don't do that.
Use both hands.
Hey, bassoon, you get going.
No, if you want to use me, that's fine. But it always feels like I'm the butt of the final question.
No, you're not the butt of the jokes. You're the star of the show. Question.
Listen, maybe this week it'll be rallying around your medal, which you wore.
Well, of course. What do you mean? Of course, I wore it. I'm disappointed. Rick didn't wear his. Where's your medal?
I don't want to get that stolen. I'm going to walk around the city.
You have it in a safe? Like a vault?
No, I have it displayed at the house.
Yeah, but I could see you rock it the day after. Like, now it opens the question. I mean, and I said yesterday, you go as many days as you want. How many days in a row are we going to see this thing? Because we're at two, so.
I don't know, maybe through May.
Memorial Day sounds good.
Yeah, maybe we'll cut it off Memorial Day. Yeah, I mean, listen, this was a lot of work went into this thing.
And you're going to keep playing. So.
You should have seen when I'm walking down the street with this, like 5 o'clock in the morning, people looking at me like, what does that man have a medal? That's right.
It's not
the
weirdest,
hell are you?
It's not the weirdest thing you're going to see, though.
No,
champion,
no.
Champion.
No, not the weirdest thing you're
going to
see.
Not even a little bit.
Look at what we got here. That silly penguin is back again.
Oh, the penguin celebration. You weren't lying. I actually said to you, I was like, you got to keep that medal. You just go, I'm not taking it off.
No.
No, you were telling the truth.
I told you I'm not taking it off. We were doubted. We were trash talked to the nth degree, and we came out swinging. So what champions do.
Really treated with no respect.
None.
None.
None. Me less than you.
Probably.
Yes, definitively.
Definitively.
Although they thought you were stupid.
Anita thought I was stupid.
Stupid.
Yeah. Well, they found out quick.
Let's get to some of the callers. 1-800-919-3776. Evan in Queens. Evan, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it, Evan.
Thank you. So let me ask you something, and I don't think I've ever heard your opinions on this, but I'm of the belief that against 90% of teams, we are better without Julius Randle.
Okay.
The ball moves better. The team gets better shots. I wonder if the Pacers are in the 10% because this iso ball and ball stopping would actually help us slow the pace down significantly. And without him, I think Brunson should do what LeBron would do against the Warriors and just walk the ball up and not get into the offense until like 10 seconds are left on the clock when he wanted to slow the game down. So what do you think about that?
Well, I'm of the opinion you miss Randle, period.
Yeah. I clearly think you missed him. Like, you'll miss him in this series because, firstly, you have no bench. None. If you had Randle, it's another body. It's another guy can give you 35, 40 minutes a game. And Indiana's bigs were giving you some problems. You weren't dominating the glass like you typically do.
No, well, Indiana, I mean, came into the series saying to themselves, that's one of the things that we have to try to limit is how well they rebound the basketball, especially on the offensive side. I mean, Knicks were the best in the NBA. And that was going to be one of the things that I think would take away from what the Pacers are trying to do, which is play fast. If, you know, if on misses all of a sudden now, I mean, the Knicks are dominating the offensive glass, you're going to keep it. I mean, now all of a sudden you're slowing the pace down as opposed to, you know, Indiana gets the defensive rebound and they can run, which is like you saw how fast the ball moved last night.
Oh, they moved that basketball. And then they wind up with a lot of wide open threes, which, I mean, has to be a concern. I mean, Turner and Toppin. And
they're having a hard time with the pick and pop.
A real hard time. Let's go to Kevin and Brick and say good morning. Hi, Kev. You're on 98.7.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? How
are
we doing?
Good. How are you?
Awesome win last night. I mean, Jalen Brunson is absolutely incredible. I almost feel like these games are 50-50 games, but the fact that we have Brunson just gives us an edge in every fourth quarter. But I was impressed by that Pacers team. I didn't think they were that good. They're super deep. They're super athletic. That dunk, that Naismith dunk was insane. And another thing I want to comment on is the officials. Obviously, we got the benefit of two calls. If it was the other side, we would be freaking out. But, like, people had to stop with talking about how the NBA is rigged and how these guys are gambling. It's really, like, eroding at the integrity of the sport and, like, everything on Twitter. I mean, I know Twitter's a cesspool, but it's just gotten out of control. It's hard to ref these games, and this is why you battle for home court, because you get home court and it's just part of basketball. It's part of the nature of the game. Home court gives you a little bit of the whistle. That's why the regular season's important. So I think this is going to be a tough series. I'm thinking 6 or 7. But just another awesome, awesome game and awesome night.
It really was awesome. And you heard the stats coming into the game. The Knicks have never won a best-of-7 series when losing the first game at home. So that's got to be going through your head last night. And again, they found a way. Which is phenomenal. They found
a way. Which is what they continue to do.
Right.
And I mean, you said it earlier, good teams find ways.
Good teams find ways. Were they better last night? Probably not. But in the keyest of moments, they were better. And that's,
well, they were better down the stretch. I mean, don't forget, too, like they were down early in the fourth quarter. They were 9 points.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, they go on that 8-0 run.
I think DiVincenzo hit a three, right?
Yeah, they go down. I mean, they're down 9 early. Then they go on that 8-0 run capped off by Dante's three with Hart pushing the ball up the floor.
I put it all right up here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I put it down on paper because my memory is not nearly as good as you.
John in Morristown. Good morning, John. You're next up on 98.7.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to say congrats to you guys. Congrats for the victory on Sunday.
Thank you.
It was really cool to hear. It was awesome.
Yeah, more of a thrashing than a victory.
Yeah,
but
it wasn't really all that close. Yeah. But we'll take whatever compliments you're giving out this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, the happiest I am is that you shut up that smug Amani. He's so smug, that guy.
Not only did we shut him up, we may never hear from him again.
Yeah, we made him quit. He quit the event. He left.
Good for him. Hey, you know what? We got lucky last night, guys, with two of those calls. We'd be really mad if that was on our side. But you know what I don't understand is why couldn't the Pacers challenge the kickball when a few minutes later they challenged the pick, the illegal pick?
Because you can challenge a foul. You can challenge a foul. The kickball is not allowed to be challenged.
John, you're right, but you just can't. Like, that's the rule. For some reason, you're not allowed to challenge whether a ball was kicked or not.
Oh, I see. So they were able to challenge when Brunson threw the ball off of, or it hit the other player, that out of bounds call with like 15 seconds.
Right over in the right side. Yes, that was the Knicks took the timeout and had to challenge that. But you're not allowed to challenge.
And you saw how pissed Tibbs was too. He's like, you didn't see that. Why are you making that call?
Well, that was awful. That was awful.
Like, there is no way you saw that to come over and make that call. And now I got to use my challenge.
And he comes from way on the other side of the court, and it clearly went off. Was it? Whose leg was
Nemhard.
That? Nemhard's leg. Clearly went off
and
Nemhard's
like,
leg.
You have to, that we have to challenge this.
You want some stats from Pickleball?
You have Pickleball stats?
Yeah, Bernie in Virginia. I guess he's watched the tape and he has statistics. Good morning, Bernie.
Good morning. Good morning, boys. Shout out to the company of Jace. Sorry I couldn't have been there, but I did go back, look through the tape, all three games. Here are some of the stats. Over all three games, Dave, you struck the ball between serves and volleys 114 times. Of those 114, 99 were good, meaning it landed in the court.
That was a real focus for Dave in the game, yep. Just get it in.
So 99 were good, 15 were bad.
Okay.
That's a percentage of 87%
nice.
Good strikes.
Really nice.
Rick, you struck the ball 147 times. 126 were good, 21 were bad. Your percentage was 86.
Ooh.
Pretty much straight on. Now, what I found interesting.
This is great.
Dave.
Yes.
You berated Rick 12 times total.
12 berates, okay.
Dave. Uh-huh. Dave encouraged Rick 14 times total.
All right, so nice. That's plus 2.
That was nice.
And Rick, you berated yourself 8 times.
Shut up.
I think you got to work on yourself a little, but all in all, I lost count of how many times Amani hit the ball out. I mean, it was just, you couldn't, there's no stats for that. But Dave, 87% good hits. Rick, 86% good hits. And it was fantastic. Thanks, boys. Go Knicks, go Rangers.
Thanks for doing that work. That must have taken him quite some time.
That's nice.
To break all that film down.
Well, so over 12,000 people have watched it now on YouTube, which is great.
That's great.
Can you imagine? You got a chance to see me playing a pickleball match, like berating myself. Can you imagine what was going on in my head?
No.
During an NHL game?
No. Did you scream at yourself in between the nets?
Yeah, way worse than that.
Were you ever mic'd up during a game?
The All-Star game. I was. Well, I was mic'd up when I blew my hip out.
Oh, God.
I popped my hip, and I was like, I popped my hip. And then I asked Tim Thomas, I'm like, dude, I hurt my hip. Can you come in? He's like, no. I was like, what do you mean no?
He wouldn't go in?
No, he wouldn't go in.
He told the coach,
during the skills competition.
Oh, God. You might want to turn that off.
It's the pickleball game.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Tony Kim, who's at the pickleball the other day, sent a tweet. He says, I'm sure you guys are going to talk about it eventually, but that Obi dunk, Tibbs would have benched him. I'm sure he's sour towards the Knicks, but I didn't like that at all. I don't care. Bench him, don't bench him. I don't need... What was it, him who had the dunk recently where they tried to go like through the legs up and around and they missed a huge dunk? Was that Obi?
I've seen him miss one.
Right.
I don't know if that's the one you're talking about.
That was
about.
One when the Knicks played the Bulls a few weeks ago.
No, that was that weird off the window.
Where Drummond thought it was for him.
He ended up hurting himself.
You know what makes me a little bit sad right now? Is that I'm actually at the point where Pat Riley looks...
He's looking old.
Like he's finally looking old.
Yeah.
That makes me sad.
I did like what he said, though.
Oh, he's right.
Yeah.
You do realize that this is the beginning of the end with the Heat and Jimmy Butler, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you think that Pat Riley's wrong?
No, I don't think he's wrong.
He can go back to Philadelphia now.
And I don't think he accidentally says stuff like that.
Rumor.
No. You want to talk, you'd be on the floor. Otherwise, shut your mouth. That's why the Heat of the Heat.
You want to hear what Pat Riley said? An older-looking Pat Riley?
Can, if you'd like.
Here's what he said about the great Jimmy Butler.
You know, for him to say that, you know, I thought... Is that Jimmy trolling or is that Jimmy serious? You know, if you're not on the court playing against Boston or on the court playing against the New York Knicks, you should keep your mouth shut in your criticism of those teams.
All right. So what he said leading up to Riley having that response was this. Here's Jimmy Butler.
If I was playing, Boston would be at home. New York, damn sure would be at home. Y'all talk. I love Tibbs, but I don't want Tibbs. I love Tibbs. I love you, baby. I want to beat you to a pulp. You want me. I don't want you. It's like a one-sided relationship. You in love with me, and I love you, but I'm not in love with you. You know what I'm saying?
I find it interesting that your team was just bounced in five games, and now you're talking trash.
You want playoffs. Playoffs don't want you.
I mean, the guy was not physically able to play, and now he's talking
trash.
Well,
that's his point, I think.
Well, I get that, but
point.
I mean, your team just got run out of the building. So would he have made a difference? He's a great player.
Well, that's what he's saying, yeah.
I understand that, but
it seems like you don't, though.
No, I do understand.
That's why he's saying it.
But you look ridiculous.
That's why Pat Riley feels the way he feels.
Okay, well, I'm on the side of Pat Riley. Shut up.
Unless you're playing, just shut your mouth.
Right. We just got embarrassed.
Because what you think doesn't matter. Because what we know is you lost.
That's what
we know, is that the Knicks are still in the playoffs, we're not, and so is the Celtics.
Right. So why is he now walking around with his chest all puffed out?
Because we didn't get to experience playoff Jimmy.
Well, he's showing himself in Cancun. Leave him be.
All right, let's hear from some of the Knicks particulars. I'm going to let you choose. You want to hear from Tibbs? You want to hear from Brunson, DiVincenzo, Josh Hart? Who do you want to hear from?
Who do you think? Who deserves it the most?
Jalen Brunson.
My man.
All right, there we go. Despite playing well and winning the game, we still need to be better.
We can't just win and sit back and relax. We got to continue to learn to be better. We knew we could have played better tonight. They had our number for most of the night. We just made a couple more plays down the stretch. We just know that we need to be better because they're going to be better. It has to be our mentality going forward.
I don't know how much better Indiana's going to be. I thought they played a good game last night. I agree with that.
But you think
TJ McConnell's going to do that again?
No.
You think Toppin's gonna give you that again? Consistently?
Consistently, no. The surprising was actually for him it's different though, because this is not your typical road game. Right? He's back at Madison Square Garden. I'm sure he feels a way about them trading him. So I mean he shows up and has a good game. Big dunk. But they played, I mean, for the most part, they played how we expected them to play. Like all the things that you talked about going into the series as you broke it down, you saw. And then you also saw the negative things that we talked about with the Knicks, which is, I mean, the severe lack of depth right now. Like their bench was great.
Severe lack of depth.
Their bench was great. Ours wasn't.
So McBride played 10 minutes and 36 seconds, was 0-for-2 from the floor, 0-for-1 from three, was a minus 13. Mitchell Robinson, who was, I thought, really good, I actually thought better than Hartenstein against Philadelphia, played 11 minutes and 47 seconds.
I said this to you yesterday. That this might be one. This is going to be one of those series where it's not
more Hartenstein.
Yeah, it's not going to be. It doesn't feel like it's a great matchup for.
It does not. Was 1-of-1 from the floor. Had 2 rebounds and 1 assist and 2 total points. And Precious played 4 minutes, didn't take a shot, had 1 point, and was minus six. The three of them combined were minus 27.
And 3 points. And that's a huge, dude. I mean, for what the Knicks do really well, which is rebound, especially offensively, having Mitchell Robinson with two rebounds is not great.
No. But Hart had 13 and Anunoby had nine. And they gang rebound is what they do. Right?
Yeah. Well, it's part of their identity. And you also saw, I mean, you saw what the Pacers are trying to do. I mean, they did. I mean, they were the only team in the NBA that shot over 50% in the regular season, which is what they did. I mean, they shot 52%. And you saw how fast the ball moves.
I mean, Van Gundy must have said 10 times last night, it never sticks. It never sticks. The same guy doesn't have it for more than 2 seconds.
They want to go, and if it's at the expense of their defense, they're fine with it.
I actually think they don't mind giving up points if it means they get the ball and they can just push
it
down the court.
Because they think they're more efficient shooting than you are.
And then you're playing into their hands, into their tempo, and even if they give up a basket, because they don't protect the rim at all. You can get to the basket at will against that team. But if it means that they get the ball and they can go, and now it turns into an up-and-down, up-tempo pace, then that's a win for them.
I think I heard it last night. I think they average the most points in the paint, but they also give up the most points in the paint.
That is correct.
And I think the other thing, too, that we should talk about is how efficient the Knicks' best three players were last night. I mean, Josh Hart gave you 24 points on 13 shots. He was 69%.
Right.
You had Jalen shoot almost 54%, and Dante was almost 59%. Like, that's...
And of the 59%, nine of them were threes, right? He made 5 of 9 from three. So it's not like he's taking layups. I mean, Brunson was, you know, you talk about efficient, 14 of 26 for 43 points. I mean, 14 of 14 from the free throw line. Absolutely. I mean, it's a sensational night. He's an offensive wizard is what the guy is.
Right. So think about this, though. I mean, as far as the difference in what you saw in the first half as opposed to the second half, because I really thought in the first half, Knicks got kind of caught trying to play with the, you know, more what the Pacers were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pacers were really successful, I think, in trying to eliminate or slow down some of the things that the Knicks did really well, which I mentioned was the offensive rebounding and stuff like that. So first half of that game, Knicks get out-rebounded, only had two offensive rebounds. They shot 43%, we'll call it, only had 49 points. Second half all of a sudden kicks in. They shoot 65%, 7 for 11 from 3, had the 72 points, 19 rebounds, 6 offensive rebounds. And then they had 18 assists.
There's your difference.
That's the other thing, too, that you've seen with Indiana, is the amount of assists.
Well, all they do is, I mean, they pass the ball beautifully.
They move, they're athletic, they're fast. I mean, that Isaiah Jackson last night. When he got into the game. Oof.
Right. And then it's like, Shepard, is that his name? Like, who is this guy?
Ben Shepard, yeah.
Yeah.
You talk about energy. I'm still surprised, though. I would be interested to know what Rick Carlisle said about why he... I guess because it's Tyrese Haliburton, right?
About why he put him back in?
Because McConnell was...
It was a great game.
McConnell was cooking.
But why would you take him out?
I think because it's Tyrese Haliburton, and it's a long series, you think, right? You're going to need him.
Well, of course you're going to need him. But you say, listen, tonight he's got it going on. I got to ride the hot hand, right? It's not like it's Michael Jordan where you have to put him back. It's Tyrese Haliburton, who's good.
I mean, Tyrese Haliburton is supposed to be better than good. I mean, Tyrese Haliburton is on the Olympic team. Jalen Brunson's not.
Right. Well, that's ridiculous. RJ said, and they did mention this in the broadcast. He said he thinks maybe McConnell is tired. And they mentioned it.
I know, but come on.
They mentioned it. They said McConnell is winded right now.
Anyone on the Pacers complaining
about... I'm going to sneeze.
Anyone on the Pacers complaining about being tired after you watch what the Knicks starters do on a nightly basis.
But that's what they kept saying.
Go tell Josh Hart you're tired.
48 minutes.
He comes flying
in out of nowhere on these rebounds, too.
A guy that plays the most has the most energy.
He's a freak in nature. Freak in nature. Mike in Fairfield. Hi, Michael. You're on 98.7.
What's going on, fellas? How we doing?
We're doing really well, Michael. How are you?
Doing well. I was actually the camera guy for Downtime TV over at the pickleball tournament, and I just wanted to congratulate you guys again on a victory. Honestly, always knew it, but just to see the dominance was just totally epic.
Well, I'm glad you were there to document.
You guys do a great job,
such
too.
Greatness. Yeah, you guys are wonderful. We appreciate you guys.
Appreciate you, too. Yeah, the video is going to be great. You guys are going to be able to relive it and share it with Anita and Amani as many times as you want.
Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to ever speak with Anita or Amani again.
No, that's crazy. Amani, they definitely have to show up. They have to talk to you guys. They have to get on the air and show up. I don't know what they're doing.
I don't. You'd have to get in touch with them. I don't know what they're doing either.
Some of us win with grace, and you know, had we lost, we would have accepted defeat with grace. And then there's some people that just don't.
No, 100%. You guys are the epitome of that. But I just wanted to call in and congratulate you guys and have a great show.
Well, thank you very much.
You know what I liked about us as a team was how we handled adversity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, there were times where we could, like, I was close to snapping. Like, on some of the kind of iffy, questionable calls when we, you know, screwed up the stacking the one or two times. It's like, we made a point going into it. Will we have officials at the event? Yes, no problem. We end up having three,
right,
and no one's saying anything. Is it out? Was it out? I don't know. It was 500 people
right,
watching
you
this thing.
You guys got to tell us. But you know what? Fine. It didn't matter. I mean,
no, but that's what I liked about us. It's like, listen, whatever. We're fine with whatever. We just want to play. We're going to win.
It didn't matter. We would have won if there were no officials. We would have won if there were 11 officials. We would have won if it was at 5 in the morning. We would have won at midnight. Like, we were clearly the better team. Buddy of mine watched. He goes, here's the problem. Both of you were better than both of them. He goes, that's a bad combination.
And I don't even think we played our best.
No, I don't think so.
I didn't play my best.
I thought when we played Brian
that was
and
dominant.
Your sister-in-law, yeah, we were much better.
Well, we were free and easy.
We beat them 11-1.
Smashed them, free and
easy. You and I, we're
solid.
A tough duo.
Yeah, we were solid.
RJ, you wouldn't want no part of us, right? If you were a pickleball competitor, right? You wouldn't want to play us.
No, absolutely not. I think you guys cover all angles. Like, Rick physically covers it.
Well, he gets to everything.
And Dave can physically cover the opposing, I don't know what you call the boxes, but you can place the ball really nicely. You guys complement each other well.
We're a good team.
It makes me very
proud to see him with his gold medal on today.
I'm a little upset you're not wearing yours.
I didn't know we were wearing them today.
I'm going to wear it tomorrow, too.
I have it displayed beautifully in my home.
And Thursday, and then Friday, and then you're leaving me with Grosset later in the week. And you know what? He's a little schnook also.
He is.
You know, if you get creative with your photo shoot coming up, you can really use that medal.
You have to use the medal.
You think I haven't thought about
right,
this?
You have to. You got a big meeting tomorrow about it.
That's right. That you're not going to have to be involved in.
I got the Zoom link, though.
We're going to have a meeting, a real meeting, at ESPN. Where some of the content...
With the higher-ups.
Where content covered with serious faces will be, so we're going to take Dave's medal and cover his private parts. What do you guys think? And then we're going to throw it around the room.
No, we're not. No, this is how I think we do it. I think we have the medal on his naked body, and then we cover his private parts with the pickleball paddle.
Oh, well, we could do that.
That's how we
that's
do it.
Nice.
Or maybe with a pickleball. So maybe you could get a little sneak peek.
Hot, sticky,
well, that's what
sweet.
I would like. Maybe we do that separately so I could have that picture for myself. Pickleball paddle with the Masters logo because we are Masters athletes.
Right. We are Masters athletes. RJ, we're sponsored by the Masters, the paddles.
The athletics.
And
Masters Athletics.
They were so pleased.
They got
in touch
with me yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I got a nice email from one of the higher-ups at Pickleball America yesterday. Said, what an event.
It really was a great event. It really was. I mean, you take that plus what happened on Thursday. Again, have that many people come out and support us the way that they did. I mean, we have the best. We have the absolute best fans.
Elite fans.
Speaking of which.
We're on the same page. Speaking of, let's go to Josh, who is a huge member of the company Adjace. Hi, Josh.
Baby.
How are you?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
I mean, all we do is win. It's going great.
Man, you guys straight dominated. Listen, before I get to anything, I have to give my most heartfelt apology to Sherry for not getting her a jersey. I felt like total bleep when I saw she was there and we didn't have one for her.
Can I be honest with you for a moment? Yeah. She was very upset.
Yeah, I was very upset when I saw her there.
She was she's like, so let me, Rick's good friend, Rick's father-in-law, and I don't get a jersey. I said, listen, I don't know what to say. I feel for you right now.
I feel for myself too, but I did have multiple PCA members hit me up and saying, we're getting Sherry a jersey. We'll have it to you guys for the beach bash.
Where she won't be in attendance.
Rick's jersey. I know.
Yeah, but at least she'll have it. To commemorate.
All right, that's nice. Right. That's nice.
Right. And you know, that was all my fault. You know, it was... Anyway, you guys dominated. I was watching Rick warm up, and as soon as I saw Rick warming up, I knew from that moment it was over. They said, no chance. Amani took it too lightly. Dave, we already know how you are. If once Rick said you're good with a ping pong paddle, I already knew it was a wrap. I took a bet with Cullum. Cullum, you owe me my $45.
Hang on a second. Cullum bet on Imani and Anita?
He's the worst, by the way.
Can I say something right here?
Say it.
All right. RJ, I told you this the other day. Do I say this?
Oh, it's not going to be secret anymore. Oh, dear.
This is the time. Say it.
Josh, do you want me to tell you this or not?
Oh, yes. No, we never come back from this.
No.
I'm all ears.
No, RJ, tell me. Don't say anything.
I'm telling you yes.
Yeah, but RJ is the voice of reason. RJ, don't say anything.
We're never going to come back from it.
We don't need to come back. Say it. Say it.
I'm very torn.
Say it.
You're already here.
Cullum stinks.
Oh, no.
And I mean that in the literal sense of the word. I don't know when the last time Cullum took a shower was, but he smelled worse than anybody I've ever smelled in my entire life at the Mets game. He had his arms raised. There was an ominous odor emanating from his armpits. It was one of the most disgusting things I've ever smelled.
I did not think it would go to this length.
Oh my God. For God's sakes, get some scrubbing under those armpits. It was unbelievable.
We still love him, though.
I love him.
We're never coming back.
But it was malodorous.
Oh, man. Listen, the Knicks are great. I want your guys' opinion on one thing that was about last night when Van Gundy said that when Mitch came in the game, it was a little more than 2 minutes. He said, why don't Indiana just foul Mitch the entire time up to the 2 minutes? He's a 40% free throw shooter.
Right, he said that in the first quarter.
That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard him say.
No, I don't think so. Why?
Really? Why put the guy on the line?
Because he's an awful free throw shooter.
He's awful.
Hack a Mitch in the first quarter?
That's what he was saying.
I think his point was more like if Rick Carlisle lets Tibbs know what it's going to be like once Mitch gets into the game, does that now all of a sudden limit how much he wants to use Mitch?
Then you get him thinking.
Well, I didn't have to because Mitch only played. I mean, he played less than 11 minutes
anyway, right? But no, I don't think that's dumb. If you're in a game that's really high scoring and Mitchell Robinson is going to go and hit, I don't know, 1 of 3, 2 of 5 free throws, I think it's a smart strategy.
Well, that's why he said it.
No, I don't love that kind of thing in the first quarter.
I think it was more to can set that tone.
So if you're going to have him in a key moment with 4 minutes to go in a game, you know what I love though. And I remember Shaq did this years ago in game one against Portland, like years ago, where they did this and he knocked down all his free throws. I love when they foul those guys and they hit their shots.
It's the best.
It's like, shut up.
Well, you know they're embarrassed. I mean, I have to think that Mitch puts tons of work in his free throw shooting. It just doesn't. I mean, Shaq would say the same thing. Shaq said in practice, he would make all those shots. It just wouldn't translate over to the games.
Well, those guys get anxious. And Mitchell Robinson never takes a 15-foot shot. I mean, never, ever.
He throws, line drive free throws.
There's no arc at all. Major international soccer is coming to New York this summer. FC Series and Soccer Champions Tour presents Man City. Can I say Man City, RJ? Or do I have to say Manchester City? I think I can say Man.
I think people say it all the time. I think you're fine.
Okay, and AC Milan.
Would you like to go to Man City?
Oh, I see what you're doing there. No.
All right.
I'd like to go to Woman City.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And AC Milan at Yankee Stadium on July 27th. That should be nice and hot. Enter for your chance to score tickets at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. Scroll down to contest and submit your entry. 2 grand prize winners will also receive either a Man City or AC Milan jersey. Don't miss out. Get your tickets right now at FCSeries.com. All right, 1-800-919-3776. We'll do a little. Now, people are giving me a hard time on Twitter. How awful that you just did that.
Why? I mean, he to our faces, great. All of a sudden, we find out behind our backs that he's betting on Imani and.
Well, and after the match, like, oh, great.
He's wearing DNR jerseys?
Right. You know what? Go join another company. Go join another show.
Maybe trim up the Adam's apple beard.
You don't like that?
It's high. Have you seen a beard like that on Adam's apple?
There's a lot of hair, yeah. And he wears it, honestly. Like, he wears low-cut shirts.
He's wearing a tank top, yeah.
Kind of accentuate the the neck beard.
Yeah, I'd say it was more than the neck. Like, you have a bit of a neck beard.
Right.
You don't have, like, a neck bush.
No.
It's like a neck bush. That's what it was.
Neck bush.
That's what it looked like.
A neck bush. Have you talked to your father-in-law? Is he still like on cloud nine from this?
Oh, dude. I mean, he wore his jersey for the rest of the day.
He says to me after the match, he goes, Dave, I've got to tell you, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
Brian and Doc were more like excited on the way home. Like, I was kind of just relieved.
Right.
And they were like, who's the greatest thing ever? So proud of you guys.
We crushed him. All right. 1-800-919-3776. More Knicks. So line up the calls. Little Rangers, little Mets, Yankees. Your most hated team comes to town starting tonight. 1-800-919-3776. DNR 98.7 ESPN. All right, and now a word from True Green. Are you ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank? True Green has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 50 years. Visit TrueGreen.com today and discover the easiest and most affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn, completely guaranteed. Plus, enjoy True Green's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit TrueGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's TrueGreen.com. Your dream lawn is just around the corner.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.